This is a HeadGum Original.
La 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 la. See, that's me trying to sing. I think that's my new hobby that I'm picking up. Welcome to Hobby Hunter with Sydney Washington, where we just try to find some hobbies for me to do, for you to do, for us to talk about. I really wish I was a singer. I really do. I tried so hard this week to just get my vocal cords in. I love music. I love songs. I truly enjoy Ari Lennox. I think she's amazing. Jasmine Sullivan, been singing her album, Summer Walker, super into that. I'm into all these people who really have the chops to sing. And I'll be in this apartment screaming to the top of my lungs, screaming, thinking that I'm doing something, that I'm singing. And it's just like, nah, man. The neighbors are just going to call the cops on you because they think someone's getting murdered in this bitch. But yeah, I wish that I could sing. It was something that I would love to go deeper into. I'm not good at it. I don't know if you can hear. I don't think this is like a singer's voice. I think I can, you know, I can change it up a bit. Like, hey, you know, I got some voices. I got some range. I could be an animation, I think. But yeah, singing ain't one of them, but that's fine. So that this week I've been trying to get into singing, but wait, hold up, wait a minute, hold on. I'm clutching my tits right now because the person that we have today, listen, I am a freaking fan. He is also my friend. I always have to like put that as a flex. The guests are my friend. So you not only are you getting a hot take, you're getting like, this is special. This is a moment. Like I haven't spoken to this guest in maybe 4 months now. He is the co-host of the very, very hot podcast, Las Culturistas. He's a writer and a freaking cast member on Saturday Night Live. Yeah, you heard that. Saturday Night Live. Give it up for Bowen Yang.
This is an 11-course meal. You are the 11 Madison of comedy, and RIP 11 Madison.
I know. I've been there before, and can I be honest? I did not like the food. It was too top tier. It was too classy. It was not for a girl that has very simp taste buds.
I'm there with you. I remember enjoying my experience, but then I can't tell you a single thing I ate. I don't remember it one bit. It was not memorable, which I think is the whole reason you go out to eat, is to like remember it, right? I don't know.
The portions wasn't really filling the portions, but luckily I didn't really like it that much. So I'm glad that it wasn't like
sure
big ass portions. But I remember when I went to Per Se, which obviously I didn't pay for, but I was like, I don't like fish eggs. I don't like any of this. It was too much. $1,000 a plate. Do you know that?
Right. I'm still just, and this is not me like trying to sound relatable, but I'm still, last night I ordered fucking McDonald's and was in heaven.
I don't even want to tell you that I had McDonald's this week too. So good. Good.
Good. Good.
You know what, guys? We're just like y'all.
Not Sydney.
Yeah,
no one's
we're
like
just
Sydney.
Like y'all. Yes, yes. I'm like the people. Now, Bowen, don't you try to deflect. What the hell is your hobby, friend?
My hobby, first of all, I should say that when you hosted a podcast called Unofficial Expert.
Yes.
You and Marie asked me to come on. I said, you guys asked me for my topic. I said, well, my topic was specific. I said, it's Japanese video games. And you both said, absolutely not. And I felt really shamed. And this is what?
Now you're coming to shame me for shaming you.
I'm not shaming you. This is, why would you feel ashamed for doing that? You, like, I think you probably did me a service by being like, no one's gonna like that. And I kind of agree with you.
No.
But now I come to you today and I'm broadening the scope. And this isn't even a hobby. It's like a form of media. It's a form of entertainment. Mm-hmm. But my hobby that I bring to you is just broadly video games. Video games for everyone. And the hobby, it's a hobby to me because it's the only other outlet of like me feeling like I'm in control of something, like in a craft, in a hobby sense, that like, it's the only thing that I have at this point. So that's it.
You guys heard it here first, all right? This is the only thing that Bowen can do when he's not booked, busy, and blessed, So wait, how long have you been playing video games? All your life?
Okay. All my life, but I had parents who did not let me buy like a gaming console until I was in high school. So then I would find my little, the back channel was, well, everyone had a computer, at least like people in like my like socioeconomic bracket as like immigrants, whatever. So then we had a computer and then like I would buy like computer games. So it was computer games into like, okay, now we're fucking around with the consoles and our Xboxes and our PlayStations and all that.
So the computer was the gateway drug to where you're at right now.
God, I mean, can you imagine, the computer was just a gateway drug into everything, though. Into, like, porn, video games, movies, music, like, all, like, I don't mean to, like, go on a tangent already, but it's
No, go on.
The computer was so important for our generation. The family computer.
The dial-up, when you hear the dial-up, that from thinking about hearing a dial-up just as for jokes, my nips get hard. My nips get hard because getting on the computer was a sense of like, ooh, we about to be bad.
Yes.
We're going to get into some shit. So when you say that you got into like pretty much video games through the computer, I agree. PC,
but like, you're right. You're onto something. Like the dial-up was like waiting for the Uber to pull up. It's like we're about to enter the world. Mm-hmm. We're about to like show ourselves.
The AOL chat rooms were like so addicting that we didn't even realize how much trouble we could get into until you found out, oh, my neighbor's missing. The young Ashley is missing because she went to go meet up with somebody from the chat room. So you know what? I'm glad that we're in a better place where the video games are safer.
Yeah.
I will say that my favorite video game was, it was not Sega Genesis, but Nintendo 64.
Yeah.
GoldenEye.
GoldenEye.
That's the thing that I could play for hours on end.
And see, were you good at it? Because I was terrible at it, but of course I loved to play.
I was good by myself, but bad when I played with someone else. And I never picked James Bond. I always picked Natasha.
Or Natasha.
What was her name? I think it was Natasha.
You were Famke Janssen. Yeah.
Yes. I would pick everybody except
Natalia.
James.
Natalia.
Yeah. I loved her. But I could play that. And I always had my marksmanship would be up high. So I was good at shooting, just not when I'm playing with someone else.
Totally, because, well, this is, okay, so this is why I'm framing video games as a hobby, because I'm not one of those people who plays well with others. And I mean that in terms of, like, it's exactly what you're talking about with GoldenEye. I start to buckle under some self-consciousness when someone else is watching me play. I'm not one of these people who does, like, the Fortnite or, like, goes online to play anything, except for like there's some like whatever, we can get into this later, but there's
I want to hear. I know there's another little backdoor.
There's another layer. But like I'm not one of these people who's good at playing. When someone else is watching me play, I all of a sudden become bad.
Right.
I don't know what that is.
Well, it's the opposite of who
it's masturbating. It's masturbating versus sex to me.
Because I was like, as a performer, you, I don't see you getting nervous. But I mean,
that's
somebody.
You've seen me get nervous.
No, I have not.
Bombed. The beauty of like the community is we've all seen each other eat shit.
I can't say, Bowen. I'm being honest. I think I've known you for 7 years now.
Yeah.
And every time I've seen you on stage, you have either commanded the room, or the room is shit. The room is shit. It's not you.
Yeah.
You've been very consistent with like this is what I'm doing. Either you're on or you're off.
Ah! No, but see, that's not to, we don't have to make this like a compliment, badminton.
It's not.
But like that, but that's at any time, like picture this. Oh my God, don't you long for this? I hope we get back to this soon. But mm-hmm. like being in the back of a room with other comedians and then watching someone go on stage that you love. And like in this example, it's like me standing next to, let's say, like Josh Sharp or like Patty or like Matt or whatever. It's like, and then it's like, oh my God, Sydney's about to go on. We better watch. It was like the thing with like watching certain people is that they would go on stage and you'd be like, oh, okay, so that person is commanding, is having fun, and all those things. You embody that.
I miss it, Bowen.
I miss it. But look, how do you feel about a masked stand-up crowd?
No.
Have you done shows?
No. I haven't done a show. Okay, I mentioned it already on this podcast. So okay. You guys don't hold it against me. I did do an indoor show in December. An indoor show and then
your ass got COVID in January. Wait, we'll cut it. We'll cut it.
No. Keep it in. But I did not. I didn't. Off the record, I did not get COVID through a stand-up show. It was something uh-huh. else. But I did it, and I immediately felt bad, and I was like, I'm not going to do this anymore. And I think this is what happened. I said, you know, I don't want these people as my audience, the ones that risk their lives for these raggedy jokes that are not that
where
good.
They're
half-baked.
And you're like, yeah, because you're just like thawing the dough. You're like, mm-hmm. this is not like me at my best, clearly. And we're all like getting back into the swing of things, hopefully. And that there will be that window where it's like, wait, hold on. I'm so out of practice. I just have to like figure this out.
What is funny? I have no idea. I'm like, what is a joke?
I'm out of practice with Zoom shows. Isn't that fucking pathetic? I did a Zoom show on Saturday and I was like, wait, I forgot how to do this. I forgot how to do the watered down version of what I'm supposed to know how to do.
My hands were sweating, Bowen. Sweating. They were, my hands almost slipped off of me. That's how hot I was like, what do I do? And I was like, now I'm bombing in front of my cats. I gotta go. Throw the whole laptop out. It was, this is why we have to stick to hobbies. Because if you try to go out and venture and do the thing that you were doing before, mm-hmm. miserable. So that's why I'm like, video games, let's talk about it. Get me into it. Maybe I can pick this up and have something else on the side.
The bug already got you if you were getting marksmanship accolades in GoldenEye. I think that already means that you were like, you're grandfathered into like being a gamer, I think.
Okay.
I truly believe this. And like, were you like a Sims girl? Did you like your little, like, the answer doesn't have to be yes, but like, were there little things here and there that you mm-hmm. liked?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Oh, okay. But, I mean, you know what? I do want to say, what's that game with the duck, where you get
duck
the
hunt.
Gun?
Duck hunt.
Listen, I could even go back to that if I wanted to start off like novice. I need to find a way to get back into games because now it's too good. Everyone is excelling. It's above and beyond. And there's like headsets. And I feel like I saw stuff on your Insta stories. So I was like, no, what the hell is this? Is this, what game is this? I had no idea. What were you playing?
Okay. I think you're talking about, there's a bunch of stuff that I'm posting on stories.
Yes. Yes.
One of them is this video game called Final Fantasy 14, which is like World of Warcraft. It's an MMO. It's a massive multiplayer online game. And that is like the most esoteric, crazy, it would make sense for me to wear a headset for that, but I don't.
Right. Okay.
And I only dip into that pool like once every 6 months because it's so all consuming. It's such a tightrope walk to not fall on one side or the other to become like that person who this is their whole lives. And there are some gamers who are gamers, capital G, who like lead full textured lives. But then there are others who like, I think I would be in this other camp who That's all they do. That's all they think about. And the trash is collecting around them, you know?
I don't think you could be... Can you be a successful person and play games?
Yes, yes.
Yeah? Oh, okay. I was...
I'm saying I'm not... I would not be that person if I really let myself plunge into the depths.
Okay.
I would be the person who cannot... realize anything else about, cannot execute on anything else in their lives except the video game.
Because that's how much time you would have to spend. How much time are you spending on these games? What, like an hour or two or?
Sydney, I will play 9 hours.
What?
It'll be my whole day. And then the other night, I mean, I'm playing this new game.
No, you're lying.
I'm not lying. And then you dream in them. And then I'm playing this new game that's single player, but it's on the Switch, and I got the TV in the bedroom, so this is terrible.
You gotta get the TV out, Bowen. You have to have it in the living room.
I refuse
to put a TV in. First of all, there's no TVs in my home. Because I'm not paying for it. But I only do the projector so that I can only do it at night. But if you put it in your
smart.
But also, I don't have a TV in my bedroom because I sleep on the couch. So that's the real tea. That's the tea. I know I sound like I'm divorced. It's like the bed is too haunting. It reminds me of my ex-wife.
Oh my God, that's beautiful. The Sydney story. It's just gripping.
It's too much. Wait,
no,
it's perfect. So you play 9 hours. 9 hours.
Well, I will like sink in 9 hours when it's that Final Fantasy 14 video game. The closest I've come to like a single player game. So Final Fantasy 14, it's like you're playing with other people. Mm-hmm. And you're going around fighting monsters, upgrading your armor, all that. The last game that I played like hours and hours and hours of was the Spider-Man game, which is a perfect game.
Okay. Can somebody like me play the Spider-Man game?
Actually, yes.
Why?
Yes, you can. Because the learning curve is very, not gentle, but it's like it teaches you a new thing in a very measured way. That's like, okay, now that you've gotten the hang of this, here's a new element to the gameplay. Because it's Spider-Man and you're just like slinging webs around New York City. And then once you get the hang of that, you learn to like fight crime and you learn to like explore this. And honestly, middle of lockdown, I played that game and I was like, I feel like I'm outside. I feel like I'm exploring New York City. And
that's dark. That's dark, Bowen, that you said you feel like you're
Sydney. What is a hobby if not like a way to like connect with like, you know, something?
Totally agree. Now, when you have the Spider-Man, do they have these little pop-ups? Because I've played the games where, you know, Adrian, my ex-girlfriend, she played Switch a lot and she had mm-hmm. Zelda and she had a couple of these games where they would have the pop-up and they mm-hmm. explain like what you need to do next. Is that the Spider-Man?
Spider-Man has that for sure. Very clear objectives, not too hard, not too easy. You feel like you're being challenged in a way that is like rewarding. You're like, wow. You're like, every now and then you'll be like, wow, I did that. You know? I'm telling you, it's like it feels like actual accomplishment, and it's built into the way that these video games are designed, where it's like it wants to reward you, and it kind of like really hits your dopamine, and like it feels like it hits your reward sort of, you know, centers in your brain lobes, where you're like, oh shit, I did something with my day. That's the trap that you fall into, is that you think I'm a good I accomplished something today by sitting in front of a screen for hours. Which is basically where we're at anyway. Yeah.
We're already there, so it's fine. I'm not holding that against anyone. But for me, right, first of all, how much would it cost for me to actually get into these video games? Because when Adrian got the Switch, a mm-hmm. game was like $60. Is that true? Is that true?
Yes, it's true for new games. Okay. And then for games that like... are sort of hallowed as like new class, like Zelda. Mm-hmm. When Zelda came out on Switch, it was a launch title for Switch when Switch came out in like 2017. Mm-hmm. When Zelda came out, immediately people were like, this is, you could play Zelda, I think, Sydney. Because did you watch Adrian play?
I did what?
You did?
I fed the horse a little apple. Aww. And I did feel like, oh wow, I really did something. And this was 2 years ago. This was 2 years ago where I'm feeding the, all I wanted to do was make the horse happy. It was like, you have other things to do in the game. And I was like, no, but what about the horse? Feed the horse.
That's so nice. That's beautiful, Sid.
Now, how much are your games, though? Don't lie to me. Tell the truth. The people want to know.
They're going to be 60, and then you pay a monthly thing for the online games, and that's going to cost you like $12 a month.
$12 a month. So, how much are you spending on games overall?
Overall per month, like what's the window?
Okay, give me a month, and then overall where we're at and how you've been collecting games throughout.
Yeah, okay. So I'll buy like 3 games a month plus my monthly thing. So that's what? 180 plus 12. So that's almost $200.
For something which is
so much money.
But if you're spending 9 hours on it, like every
Not
other
every
time,
day. Yeah, yeah,
then
yeah.
Then I think that's worth it. I feel like some people spend $200 on like a hobby or whatever, they get it and then they don't do it for like 3 months after that. So at least you're getting your money's worth, I think.
That's kind of you. I think you're lying. You're lying! Because here's what happens. Okay. And I don't mean to talk about work, but when work is on at SNL, everything else shuts down, and I don't even watch TV shows. I don't do anything except come home, go to sleep, wake up, go to work, repeat.
That's it.
Like, and it sucks, and it's like, and that is all consuming in its own way. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if it's like a replacement theory thing, but when work is off, I'm like, I gotta find something that is not as all consuming, but something that like is that feels like I've earned this, and this is something I can like plunge my free time into, which is probably bad. I probably need to actually balance that out with like, oh, now I've got this free time. I should actually like mix it up, add some variety. And I do. It's not all I do. I don't just play video games, but this is I gravitate.
Don't lie
towards,
to me, Bowen. Don't lie to me.
I'm not lying, Sid.
So you play your games, but what's the side? What's on the side of playing the games?
I'm going to the park. I am trying to come up with, you know, I'm trying to write. I'm trying to read every now and then. I'm trying to do my crosswords.
You do crosswords. I do see that.
Yes. Yeah.
now that's very Golden Girls of you, but I feel like it's making you a smarter, brighter, interesting person. Crosswords.
I recommend it to everybody, and you just start on your Mondays for like a few months, and then you get involved to Tuesdays and Wednesdays, and then Sundays are actually fun because it's not necessarily harder than any other day of the week. It's just a bigger puzzle, and so it just takes longer to solve it. But then it feels like you're really like on a journey with it. And when you first start out, it's like a creative process. You look at the blank page, you go, oh my God, what is this? How am I going to do this? And then by the end, you're like, oh my God, I did that. Like you start to fill out the puzzle, and then you go, okay. And then the other pieces fall into place. And then that, in the same progression as a video game or any other like hobby, you're like, wow, I have something to show for the time I put in. I think video games do that for sure.
Bowen, that just hit my heart because you pretty much hit us with the full circle and the message of the pod, and we just got to put a pin on it. Let's pause.
Okay.
People need to take a breath because I almost lost it. I want to scream because I was like, Bowen gets it. Okay, so everybody, let's take a break. Let's get our chapsticks, get our lips moisturized, and we'll be right back. Okay, Bowen, you hit us with the message of like what a hobby is. Now, I want to get a little deeper with, you know, work. We've been working. We worked. When do we have a free time? Like since I've known you, we were like always doing shows.
We've always been
working. This is legit the first time since, I don't know, like college where I've had a ridiculous amount of time. And it's scary. Mm-hmm. It's scary. I was like, mm-hmm. should I do drugs again? Like, what? Mm-hmm. What do we do?
Yeah. I don't know. I truly, because I am working in the full binary now where it's like, mm-hmm. my life is, because I thankfully have work, but it's a switch where it's on or it's off. Mm-hmm. And when it's off, I'm like, I don't know what to do with myself. But at least I have like it to go back to. But then once the summer hits, I'll be like, oh, I guess this is a long stretch of time where nothing's happening.
And oh, you have a hiatus.
A hiatus, yeah. In the summer. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But Sid, like, don't you on some level, I mean, we're past it at this point because we're a year into the pandemic, but like, did you ever feel like, well, I deserve some break or no?
You know what? Don't do that, Bowen. Don't say that we're past it. It's been a whole year and I'm still like, yo, what the fuck? I wake up every day in confusion. I am confusion yeah. because I'm like, you would think that I already got the hang of this, and I don't. I don't, because I genuinely don't believe that we should have free time. I did not have a hobby. I didn't even know what the hell a hobby was mm-hmm. before this full-blown year. Like, yeah. what do you do for fun? I'm like, oh, comedy is fun. Oh, stand-up is fun.
I know.
Being with my friends is fun, and I work with them all the time. That's fun. But then when we sit back, it's like, actually, I think I'm addicted to the actual work, and I'm not really finding other things to do.
Well, have you touched on this already on the podcast where it's like the reason I think comedy, quote unquote, working in comedy, whatever that means, mm-hmm. is interesting on like a lifestyle level is because it's a container for like all of these like needs that we have where it's like, it fulfills a social need. You see like people who become your friends, and then you get to like hang out with them. It is a hobby where it's like there's a craft associated with it, and you like build from there. And like on your off time when you're home alone, you try to like, I don't know, it used to be that you would try to like develop that more.
Yeah.
And so like it's not like people who work in these in certain fields where they go into work, clock out, and then they go, well, I've compartmentalized my job with something completely separate from the stuff that I do outside of work. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? I've compartmentalized my job to be separate from the things that bring me happiness or that fulfill my needs that aren't related to my career. And so I'm going to like take up painting and shit. Like I feel like I don't know if you think this, and maybe you don't because you wouldn't have started the podcast, but I feel like a lot of comedians don't have hobbies.
We don't. We don't.
We don't. Because we go into work and we feel fulfilled. And it's like, okay, yes. I'm hanging out with people. I'm doing what I love to do. I take it home with me. And then I just bring it back out. Like that's like that like kind of like hits a lot of, checks a lot of boxes. I don't know.
But I was thinking why I wanted to ask you this. I was like, do you think that's kind of like toxic though? Because I think you have to have that break. And yeah. that's why like having another activity or several activities kind of make you more of a well-rounded person. I was putting everything into stand-up. And I mm-hmm. think that's why, or like comedy in quotation marks. And that's why I was having a breakdown every mm-hmm. other week, because I was like, I'm not doing anything. And they're like, there's other things to do, bitch. Come on now.
Yeah, but we're late to that realization.
Yeah.
I think that. Like, I that's why, like, I don't think video games necessarily counts as a, I don't think I've done the assignment for you.
No.
I feel like video games, it's this thing that like kept me entertained growing up, and now it's mm-hmm. like, okay, well, I guess I get to fall back on this in my free time, but like especially now. But I'm like, oh, wouldn't it have been great if I like got into like Potter, like I don't know, like so many things. I'm like, God, I wish I learned how to play the guitar, like something.
Well, that's the thing of comparison, and that's what I'm learning through. This is so corny, and this is what I'm learning on the podcast. Is like everybody has their thing that they're good at, that like makes them have a light and like feel good. And so if you're comparing, oh man, I should have taken up pottery or a guitar, one, you still can. There's no there's no cap on getting another thing. But you're really good at playing video games. And I mean, you if you could do it for 9 hours, I feel like if you're shitty at it, I just don't believe that you would spend 9 hours for one thing, you know?
Yeah, but
that might not be real. Because I am on Twitter all day and I am not good. I am bad at Twitter. I want it to be a hobby. It burns my soul.
Are you off of it now?
I'm on it, but I'm trying to figure out a way to like be healthy with it. It's not healthy.
I don't think there's a way. I don't think there's a way, Sid, to you, be healthy on Twitter.
You famously got off Twitter.
I got off of it, yeah.
And then you got back on?
And then I would get back on like after a couple months, but now like but then the longer that's gone on, the longer the gaps have been. Mm-hmm. And I think I might be hitting like a limit where it's like, okay, then this is just indefinite. It's gonna last forever. Because I also think like collectively we're all sort of fatigued at the idea of having to go on every day and being like, here I go. I mean, there's no, because this is not to bring it back to the dial up, but it's like
bring it back.
There's no ritual to like, there's no separation between like my life here in my apartment and my life in my phone, because it's like there is no separation anymore. The dial-up was actually blessed because we knew, because it was like we got to wait for like 20 seconds to like tap in.
Yeah, it is. I think that having the access at our hands, no matter what, like, if you have good Wi-Fi, then you got everything at the palm of your hands. And I think there should be some separation. And that's why I like that you have, you know, this video game console that you can, it's separate. It's separate from the actual life that you live, like, through your phone. Like, because phone is work now. Phone is work.
Phone is life. Phone is, like, relationships. It's crazy. But, like, this is why I'm specifically... I can talk more about the single-player games that I play. I'm not playing...
Yes. Get into the... before we tap out of here, I really do want to know about the Japanese game that we shut down on the Unofficial Expert. I want you to have its time to shine. Let's chat.
Okay, let's chat. I'm talking about JRPGs, Japanese role-playing games, which are games defined by a long story, 50-plus hours... of story where you follow your characters who you level up and you outfit with armor and equipment and you learn learn spells and abilities. And a version of this is Pokemon, which people are familiar with.
I've played that a few times, yes.
You played that a few times, but it's like turn-based. Okay, like this, Pikachu's going to do this and then Charmander's going to do that. Mm-hmm. That's like the basic structure of Japanese role-playing games, for most of them at least, where you explore the world and then you get into battle, and during the battle it's a separate reality where fighting works like this. I attack a monster, the monster attacks back at different times, one at a time, which is not how like battle happens in life at all, but it's just a way to like break down reality to like an understandable, manageable level for it to be like deliberately like enjoyable, like you're escaping, like it's this wonderful thing. So now I'm playing this game called Bravely Default 2. It's really nice. I just finished
what
a game
is it
called,
about
it's Bravely Default 2. The story is stupid. It's like you are in this like, it's, the story is not interesting. The draw is the battle system.
Okay.
Like there's four elemental crystals. It's very like Avatar the Last Airbender. Like there's four elemental crystals and you have to collect, you just have to like be in touch with the elements. But then there's another game called Persona 5 that I've played for like 3 years off and on, and it's just like, it's just one story. The game is 120 hours long, but you are a high schooler in Tokyo, and then you like discover that you have powers to like pull heists in other people's psyches And so it's like justice porn. It's like you're fighting off like a sexual offender gym teacher at your high school.
Okay.
And then you have to like go into his consciousness to like kill him so that he has a mental breakdown in real life and then confesses to all of the bad things that he's done. And then you, and then that love, and then you do that over and over where you like fight like this Jeff Bezos guy. You fight this like, artist who like steals other people's work. You fight like a politician who's corrupt. It's like, it's the most gratifying, and it's like the story is like so like crazy and surreal, and it's Japanese and weird as hell, but it's like, it's just so well done on a storytelling level and on a gameplay level. It's fun. I just think it's like, it's the best of like media has to offer in one package where you feel like you're interacting with it and you're making decisions. That's like the beauty of those kinds of video games to me.
Some of the plots you were telling me, I was like, is this A24? Like, what's going on? These are some elaborate ass video games.
Yeah.
it doesn't feel like a video at all. I was like, this is real life.
Oh yeah. Yeah, for sure. It's like, is this A24? Oh my God, Sydney. It's like the storytelling is like sophisticated, and it has been for a long time. It's just that like people, when I say the word video game to someone like who let's just say doesn't play video games, they'll be like, oh, you mean like Mario Kart? It's like there's no like,
there's a stigma. There's a stigma that makes video games is like kind of bummy. Like, oh,
sure.
You're somebody who like lives with your mom and you're not taking care of your business, sure, and you don't have a job. But the what you just told me, I'm like, oh, you're a producer. You're a producer. You're not just a gamer.
Yeah, and it's bummy and it's like esoteric. It's like, I'm never gonna understand that stuff. Like, there's no place in it for me. I think there is no video, except for video games that market themselves, and there are video games like this that market themselves as like, this is really hard. This is a hard video game. And I don't play any of those. But I play video games where there is like a point of entry for anyone to play them. Anyone who has a reading ability can like learn to play it and get better at it. And because I'm not going into video games immediately, like this is the beauty of these single player games. I'm not going into these video games immediately proficient in the ways of the game. I don't know anything about the game. And
that
then
makes me feel good,
I'm,
Bowen. That makes me feel good because
but this is true.
I truly get overwhelmed and I was like, I don't know if I can follow. I don't know if I can get into it. I picked up a Switch and I literally was like, I'm done. I'm old. This is not gonna work. Just It's not the same controller as before. It felt smaller. I was like, I have arthritis now. It actually overwhelmed me so much that I was like, I'm going to put this down and I'll come back in 30 minutes.
But the way
you're talking about it, I'm like, you know what? Maybe I should get a Switch. Maybe I should do that.
If you want to. I mean, I got Matt a Switch for his birthday or for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And he's barely touched it. I mean, maybe people aren't just, I understand people,
girl,
when they say they're just not built for it.
He better Whatever. Send it to me. Send it to me.
Okay, yeah.
Tell him if he doesn't want, I'll take it off his hands. But if I wanted to get a Switch, how much is it?
There's the handheld one, which is like $200.
Okay.
And then the one that like links up, that is also handheld, but then you like you dock it to your TV console, okay, is like free.
Which I don't have one. I don't have one.
Which you don't have, but I think you would like the handheld because it feels, okay. Did you ever play like a Game Boy or anything?
Yeah, of course.
It's like that,
I'm
but the screen is big. I'm
50 years old, of course.
You never got into like Animal Crossing or anything?
No, I wasn't able to do that. I wasn't able to do that because I should have gotten that. I saw everybody was doing it and that turned me off. I was like, ugh, everybody's doing Animal Crossing?
Yeah,
no.
For sure.
Then I could see that there's like a section where you can have like a fake stand-up show. And
yeah, like Jenny Yang like did a stand-up show like through Animal Crossing.
Yeah, and then I was like, oh, maybe I should get it. That was the hook. I was like, oh, you could do stand-up on there? All right.
Habbo Hotel? Did you ever do like Habbo Hotel at all? No?
No, what's that?
Okay. This is technically a video game culture, but it's like, it was this like virtual online world, early internet, 2000. Julia, does Julia know about Habbo Hotel?
I don't know about it. I want to learn.
Okay, so you basically made a little avatar of yourself, and like I would always be a girl.
Okay.
I would enter the world as a girl, and there's like clubs and shit. It's pathetic, but it's like
no.
There's clubs. It's like there's a it's in a giant hotel where people make their own rooms. People throw parties. There's a pool. There's a roof deck. There's a roof bar, and like it's so. It was just like me as like imagine me like 11 years old, thinking this is the closest I can come to like luxury or nightlife, anything. And so I'm just like, okay, let me go to the club. Let me log on and go on Habbo Hotel and try to flirt with these guys and like try to like have like 11-year-old cyber sex with them.
Bowen, that's why I'm like, you're not an average mind. Your mind is completely, because I, as a kid, I'm not thinking about, well, let me just be something else, one, and then this is how I'm gonna pick up dudes. Like, no, I was like, you know what? I'm gonna get on the chat line and then I'm gonna get on the bus and meet them in real life. That's all I could do.
No, but then you'd be like your neighbor who disappears.
I know. But you know what? I'm kind of narcissistic and I want it to be about me. I'm missing. I'm on a carton. I got they're getting the dogs to look for me. That's cool.
Dogs.
That's hot.
Flashlights in the woods. Yes.
Ooh. Wow. That is top tier white woman behavior, and I love. Okay, wait. I have a segment. I didn't think, you know what, Bowen? I didn't think I was going to be this into video games. And I'm not just saying this because you're my friend, but I'm Julia. You see me, right? I'm tapped in. My producer,
you're into it. 100%.
My producer can tell when I'm bullshitting, when I'm just like doing my job. Mm-hmm, but I'm here for it.
No,
but
I know.
We have a segment.
Okay.
And today it's your Sunday versus my Sunday. And this is literally just me trying to figure out, am I the only one that's sleeping all day on a Sunday, or are people actually getting shit done? Now, you usually have SNL on Saturday, but you're on you're on a little break right now.
I'm on a little break.
Which is good, because now I get to know what the hell you did last Sunday. Here's the tea. Okay, and Julia is going to rate. She's going to rate my Sunday versus yours. So go off, King.
So we're talking about the Sunday as in yesterday?
Yes.
Okay, what did I do yesterday? I woke up. The first thing I did. And this is Sunday. Oh. This is the Sunday of daylight savings time.
Yeah.
March 2021. I was up to some bullshit on Saturday night. played this video game on the TV in my room until I was stoned. I was drinking by myself. I'm playing this video game. And then it's 2 a.m. I look at the clock. It's 2 a.m. I play for another hour. Then I look at the clock. It's 4 a.m. I go, you know what? It's time to stop this. And that was the first time in a while, I would say in about like 6 months, where I was like, this is too much. I really slipped down the slope and I should shut it down. Shut it off, went to bed, woke up at, did not get much sleep, woke up at like 9:30. Groggy. And then, let's see, made breakfast for myself, scrambled eggs on toast with some salsa on top.
Oh.
Simple, but
yummy.
It feels nice.
I'm hungry, yeah.
Okay. And then 1 p.m. had therapy. Therapy was good. And then took a walk in the park. Tried to read a little. It was too windy outside. Went back home. Tried to work out. Did it for 20 minutes. Really kind of, I don't know, like really fizzled out at the end. Didn't really commit to it. Then met up with a friend for like outdoor drinks.
Okay.
And then that was
a full Sunday. That was a full.
And I see what you did there, Bowen, putting your fucking Saturday night in that bullshit.
What do you mean?
I saw you did. It bled. It bled into Sunday.
Well, because I woke up groggy, and I was like, "Fuck!" Right. And I did not sleep before the clock jumped forward, and I felt really bad about that.
Right.
You know, I was like, "Oh shit! I lost the hour or whatever." Not that it was like to be gained or anything, but like And then I should say that I went home after drinks and watched the Grammys, then watched Alan v. Pharaoh, then played more video games, and then went to bed at like
You had two. More after that full ass day? I do one thing in this bitch and I'm like, oh, we got a nap for 3 hours. This is
oh, no,
so
but,
much.
Oh, but I'm about to nap after that. Like this is like too much in my day now. I'm not saying that I didn't want to do this, but I'm just like, this is like, oh my God, Sid, you're gonna kill me.
This is on the record. No, tell me. No, I want to hear it. We're friends.
But
let's go.
but this is like a podcast recording is like so much.
I believe it. You have your own podcast, so I get it, but
it's not even a podcast recording. It's like a podcast recording or like a phone call mm-hmm. or like scheduled or like a therapy. It's like this is my whole day is like leading up to it, and I'm like white knuckling it until it happens. I'm not saying. Oh my God, I come off as. I'm coming off so stupid.
No, not at all. I feel the same. Everyone who's listening who might possibly be like a comedian or have to do like this stuff that we do, you said that and they heard it. They heard it and they said yes, everything that he's saying. So I don't feel any type of way, you know.
Okay.
It's the same for me. Now, I just want to say,
Julia,
he won. You had therapy You had therapy on a Sunday.
Yeah, but Cindy, what did
Thursday.
You do?
Yeah,
did you do anything? If you did nothing, then he 100% wins. But we want to give you a chance.
Okay.
You can't count yourself out like this.
Okay. All right. All right. So Larry left early in the morning. Larry was staying with me for the week. And we had a great week. He left early in the morning. So I went to sleep because I was like, he said bye. I went back.
Bye.
I got up. I had a yogurt. Did not make the yogurt from scratch. I had from a cup. Had a yogurt, and proceeded to take my ass right back to sleep. Right.
Okay.
I went right back to sleep. Woke up, and I had to do a little bit of work. I had a lot of work. I did a little bit of it and went back to sleep.
Yep.
Then watched. I didn't get to watch the Grammys, but I did watch Housewives of Atlanta. I watched that. And then I spoke on the phone for a little bit. And yeah, bitch, I didn't do nothing.
That sounds lovely.
I didn't do anything.
Bowen's the winner Bowen wins.
Bowen's the winner. But wait, Bowen, before we say that you won, yes, duh. Remember when we went to Soul Cycle? You took me to Soul Cycle. I could not. My legs were itching. Because I had no circulation in my legs, I had to stop, take a break, and then come back. And then I was like, tried to do more, and I said, fuck it. And then I had to wait outside for you.
I had to wait outside for you for like 20 minutes. I should have unclipped and I should have like gone out with you. I feel bad about that.
No, you were, first of all, seeing Bowen just working out, hot. There needs to be a whole show of you just working out, like as an instructor. I think there was a sketch where you were an instructor.
Yeah, we've done sketches.
Yeah, so your legs, those calves, I hope they're insured. You need to get them insured, honey. They are,
Sid.
Mwah, chef's kiss. They are delicious. You Sid. Won, Bo. Your Sunday filled.
But there's something like, what I've craved this whole time that I've had off is like a day of nothing, day of nothing. And like, it sounds like you had a full week and like you had like a wonderful week with Larry. I think Sunday has to be put into context with the rest of the week because Sunday to me, because I had a lazy ass week. And so I was like, I'm going to get out of the house and I'm going to go like take a walk in the park. It was my first walk in the park in like 2 weeks.
What?
And I was just like, I think it's important to like get a fuller picture.
Mm.
And you seemed like you had a textured week.
I did not. I'm not gonna lie. I did do a lot this week, but I think Sundays are the days of like hobbies for a lot of people. So that's where I'm trying. That's why we do Sunday versus Sunday.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Okay. Oh, well, no need to explain anymore. You won, bitch. You won.
Explain
but we give
it.
You nothing. We have
no,
nothing for
fine.
You. So just know that you're a winner here at Hobby Hunter. Bowen, this has been incredible. I really feel like I am going to get a Switch.
You got to get a Switch. And then tell me when you do.
I will. And I'll hopefully I can get it this week. So by the time this comes out, I can post that I have the Switch.
Yes.
You said it's $200. I got that.
What a moment.
I got that, honey. Bowen, can you please plug, obviously, everything that you're doing? You have a beautiful podcast and a TV show. Let them know.
Yeah. The podcast is WTF with Mark Maron. Just kidding. It's Las Culturistas. It's Las Culturistas, Sid. And yeah, people can listen to that. People can watch SNL if they want. But don't do it live. Do it the next day.
I do that. I have watched it the next day. And it's always like, man, I get to see someone that I've watched in comedy for years just shine on
Sid,
TV. You don't let us down. We're always so proud. And thank you for taking time out of your busy, busy Monday, which this comes out on a Wednesday. But we're so glad that you were able to come through and not cancel on us.
I will never do it. I will never do it. I had to cancel last week because shit got scheduled. But
right.
I looked forward to this very much. I just meant that it's just the day leads up to it, and it did not listen. This was the most worthwhile time I've spent on a Monday in months.
Ah, you heard that, people? You heard it here first. Bowen, most fulfilled day he's had in a Monday in years.
Exactly. In years, in decades.
Well, we love you, Bowen. And everybody, please follow him. And I can't wait to give you a hug when this is all over.
I can't wait to give you a hug.
Well, obviously, that was a heart to heart. We talked about the hobby, but it felt like a real powwow, a ponderosa, which me and Bo haven't had in a while. But I will say that video games, if I was to rate them, it would be in the middle, because it's a thin line between a gamer and it's like, get your ass up and do something. I think Bowen is really smart with his like playing video games. He's in it when he's in it, and then he's out. This is not his whole life. So I think it's a great hobby if you have self-control and you have something else to do. I think in a panorama, and like in the beginning, like last year, I think you could get really sucked into playing video games and doing nothing else. And that's kind of sick. So I'm gonna give Bowen in the middle a 3 for his hobby. But the hobby was so damn good that I am going to get a Switch. I'm going to get that $200 one. You know, I'm not getting a stimulus, so this is my hard-earned money that I'm paying for this. But yeah, that was awesome. He opened my eyes to how video games could kind of be classy, you know? And it is a hobby. So thanks, Bo, for that. Again, it's been like, I know that you guys are listening. I know that you guys are loving the pod. No one's really sending me, you know, anything on hey@headgum.com or tweeting me. And I'm not going to take it personal. I'm not going to take it personal at all. But if you decide, if you just like, hey@headgum.com and write to me and tell me your hobbies, I will have no problem saying it on the pod. You know, maybe they're waiting. They're waiting for that one review so that they can feel comfortable. You know, I'm going to start making up reviews and just reading them out loud. I've already told you that, so you know. And then you have to guess if it's real or not. I think I'm going to do that. That's going to be my new little thing on this podcast. If it's real or fake, this review. Anyway, we'll be back next week. Yes, we will. In the meantime, happy, happy hobbying, guys.
that was a HeadGum Original.